And I've got one more question for you, and that's about interstitial cystitis.
Interstitial cystitis is an autoimmune inflammatory condition of the bladder. It's been my experience that some people are sensitive to some foods they're eating, such as the nightshades, which include tomatoes, eggplants, bell peppers, and occasionally potatoes and cashews. Those are in the nightshade family. Potatoes and cashews are a distant cousin. Now, that helps calm the symptoms, but why did it start? There are microorganisms that love to burrow into the mucosa of the urethra and bladder, either chlamydia or mycoplasma. They're cousins of each other, and the mycoplasma is a morpher, and your immune system comes against it and starts attacking it, and it'll attack your bladder cells. And it will create an autoimmune system where you have this constant discomfort. When you pee, you burn. If you don't pee, you feel something in there. You go and you pee a little bit more, and a few drops come out. It's almost like you've got this chronic bladder infection, except they check for the urine, they see some white cells, but no bacteria, and they keep giving you antibiotics that you don't need. And sometimes they'll put a scope in there, and they'll see it or biopsy it, and they'll find this inflammation. If they would check for chlamydia or mycoplasma antibodies, they would often find these microorganisms and begin to treat them if they could, and a lot of people get better. But interstitial cystitis, this autoimmunity and this inflammation, can also occur in the presence of electromagnetic fields that suppress the immune system, that allow microorganisms to have a field day in a human body.
Okay, good. Thank you. Just one other thing. There's a tie-in with that, with mercury. I don't know if you're aware of Andrew Hall Cutler's book, Amalgam Illness.
Yes, sir.
And in there, he talks about pink flecks of blood in the urine being an indication of mercury toxicity.
Interesting.
If the doctor doesn't make that distinction, then he's more than likely going to treat with antibiotics instead of maybe looking in the mouth and seeing how much mercury is in there. Something to think about.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, Dr. Dan, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
And same here. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.